You're listening to Morning and Evening, presented by Spurgeon Audio.
My beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. Song of Solomon 5:4. Knocking was not enough, for my heart was too full of sleep, too cold and ungrateful to arise and open the door, but the touch of his effectual grace has made my soul bestir itself. Oh, the long-suffering of my beloved, to tarry when he found himself shut out and me asleep on the bed of sloth. Oh, the greatness of his patience, to knock and knock again and to add his voice to his knockings, beseeching me to open to him. How could I have refused him? Base heart, blush and be confounded. But what greatest kindness of all is this, that he becomes his own porter and unbars the door himself. Thrice blessed is the hand which condenses to lift the latch and turn the key. Now I see that nothing but my Lord's own power can save such a knotty mass of wickedness as I am. Ordinances fail, even the gospel has no effect upon me till his hand is stretched out. Now also I perceive that his hand is good where all else is unsuccessful. He can open when nothing else will. Blessed be his name. I feel his gracious presence even now. Well may my bowels move for him when I think of all that he has suffered for me, of my ungenerous return. I have allowed my affections to wander. I have set up rivals. I have grieved him. Sweetest and dearest of all beloveds, I have treated thee as an unfaithful wife treats her husband. Oh, my cruel sins, my cruel self, what can I do? Tears are a poor show of my repentance. My whole heart boils with indignation at myself. Wretch that I am to treat my Lord, my all in all, my exceeding great joy, as though he were a stranger. Jesus, thou forgivest freely, but this is not enough. Prevent my unfaithfulness in the future. Kiss away these tears, and then purge my heart and bind it with sevenfold cords to thyself, never to wander more.
You've been listening to Morning and Evening, presented by the Spurgeon Audio Podcast. For more information about this podcast, you can visit spurgeonaudio.org. You can also email us at spurgeonaudio@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and many others by visiting theologymix.com.